This is Akashvani Shalom, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The headlines. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to visit Nagaland's Gipire Aspirational District on the 13th to 14th of this month. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu directs officials to ensure that government services reach the people on time. Meghalaya Anti-Narcotic Task Force seizes 41.53 grams of heroin during a major operation at Madanrathing in Shillong. Meghalaya's Garo National Liberation Army Regroup resumes operations along the Indo-Bangla border in southwest Khasi Hills district, says Superintendent of Police B. Jirwa. And now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to visit Nagaland's Gipire Aspirational District on the 13th to the 14th of this month. In this regard, Deputy Commissioner Gipire Temsuwati Longkumer convened a coordination meeting yesterday to discuss preparations. He informed the members on the latest itineraries and directed all relevant departments to prepare up-to-date data on various government schemes and projects. Committees have been set up to ensure smooth preparations. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu has directed officials to ensure that government services reach the people on time. During his visit to various border villages in Dhalai district yesterday, the governor gave these instructions to the officials. At a public interaction held at Bolkali school ground under Raishya Bari block, the governor met with local residents and reviewed the progress of various development works. Later, Governor Nallu inspected a PSF outpost in the border area of Raishya Bari in Dhalai district, where he interacted with PSF personnel. He praised the Jawans for their dedicated service in safeguarding the nation's borders among them. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha laid the foundation stone for the Critical Care Block Communicable Diseases Centre and a 20-bed special ward at GB Pant Hospital in Agartala. The 34-crore project is being funded by the ONGC. He also launched a telemedicine service with AIIMS New Delhi to expand specialist care in Tripura. Dr. Saha said that the government aims to make Agartala Government Medical College one of the top 10 in India and urged collective effort to achieve it. He added that patient referrals outside of the state have dropped. 9 super speciality services are already running at GB Hospital and more will be introduced soon. Meghalaya Arts and Culture Minister Sanbor Shulai underscored the state's long-held belief in balancing development with nature, a core principle highlighted at a workshop which was organized collaboratively by Niti Aayog and the state government. The workshop focused on developing sustainable climate-resilient and economically vibrant hill cities. Shulai acknowledged that the blessings of natural wealth and cultural vibrancy in hill cities, alongside their inherent challenges of terrain, infrastructure and climate vulnerability. He hailed the initiative as a crucial step towards sustainable and inclusive growth under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, envisioning a new development model that harmonizes economic progress with environmental protection, fosters local entrepreneurship, promotes ecotourism and empowers youth. Power Minister Metbat Lingdor has urged the centre to revisit the benchmark costs for solar schemes, citing the higher installation costs in Meghalaya's hilly terrain. Lingdor informed that he has raised the issue during the recently held meeting chaired by the Union Power Minister at Guwahati, Assam. Lingdor emphasised that the current benchmark costs are not conducive to the state's geography, stating, "This has not encouraged or really convinced the beneficiaries to come forward, to avail or to benefit from the scheme." Meghalaya is installing over 2,000 additional solar pumps and seeks revised benchmark costs to promote solar energy adoption. Meghalaya Education Minister Lakmen Rimbui yesterday assured that prompt action will be taken to correct alleged errors in the Chief Minister's initiative to maximise past achievement and classroom triumph, see an impact guidebook. Stating that the guidebook helps students to pass the SSLC exams as well as gain knowledge, Rimbui said he has not come across any errors, but if there is any, it will be corrected. He also stated that it is the responsibility of the government and the publisher to take corrective measures whenever any error is detected. Knowledge imparted to children should always be correct, he said. In Meghalaya, the Garo National Liberation Army regroup has resumed operations along the Indo-Bangla border in southwest Khasi Hills, issuing extortion notes to businessmen. Superintendent of Police B.J. Ra said an FIR was filed after a trader received a demand of 5.5 lakh and threatening calls. Acting swiftly, police arrested five suspects, including one minor. Investigation is underway to determine their GNLAR links, and a case has been registered at Nong Hlam Police Station under relevant BNS sections. In Meghalaya, the Anti-Narcotic Task Force seized 41.53 grams of heroin during a major operation at Madanathing yesterday. Acting on a tip-off, police intercepted a vehicle bearing registration number ML112937 and recovered the drugs packed in four soap boxes. Two suspects from Silchar, Assam were arrested. Police said investigations are ongoing to identify the source and network behind the consignment. Sinat College Shillong yesterday held its convocation ceremony, marking a proud day for students and faculty alike. Around 60 postgraduate students from the Departments of Education and Political Science received their degrees, with special recognition given to rank holders from the Department of Education, who secured fourth and fifth positions in the NEHU exams. A book was also released featuring papers from the recent NEIES conference. Shreez Ian praised the college's efforts in promoting quality higher education. Meghalaya Power and Water Resources Minister Metbat Lingdor yesterday inaugurated the Katsalpra College Week 2025 at the College Gallery and laid the foundation stone for a new basketball court. Speaking on the occasion, Metbat Lingdor urged students and teachers to work together in building a better society and assured support for the timely completion of the basketball court under sports department schemes. In Meghalaya, the district-level Chief Minister Youth Engagement Programme, CMYEP 2025, organised by the District Sports Office, West Garo Hills, concluded yesterday at the District Auditorium, Tura. Addressing the gathering, Sri Thomas A. Sangma characterised the youth as the pillars and future leaders of society, emphasising that CMYEP is a crucial roadmap for their development. He stated that the government, led by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, is using this platform to identify local talents and strategically prepare them for future challenges. He stressed that participation is about gaining experience and sharpening skills to broaden horizons, not just securing awards. Nagaland's Chumukedima district yesterday organised a unity march to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Organised by My Bharat Chumuku Dima and the district administration, the event was held under the theme Let Us Walk for Unity, Rise for Nation. The march was flagged off by Deputy Commissioner Borlan John, who described Patel as a timeless symbol of courage, leadership and national integration. Assistant Commissioner of Police Minoto Zimomi emphasised upon collective responsibility of nation building. Meanwhile, Principal of Patkai Christian College, Dr. Tepfuvile Pieru, encouraged the involvement of youth in social causes. And before we end, the headlines once again. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to visit Nagaland's Kipire Aspirational District on the 13th to the 14th of this month. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu directs officials to ensure that government services reach the people on time. Meghalaya Anti-Narcotic Task Force seizes 41.53 grams of heroin during a major operation at Madanathing in Shillong. Meghalaya's Garo National Liberation Army Regroup resumes operations along the Indo-Bangla border in southwest Khasi Hills District, says Superintendent of Police B. Jirwa. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.